Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Abbey's Christmas Basketball Tournament being hosted by the South Medford Panthers. Welcome to Medford, Oregon, where the South Panthers have just handed the Dilnort Warriors a 14-point loss, 74-60, that final score, as the Cavemen are getting ready to play right now. They're warming up, getting ready to face the Roseburg Indians. Pretty good crowd on hand for a Saturday afternoon here. Of course, the home team, the host team, South just finished, so there's some flux in the crowd right now, but the parking lot here was almost full as we get ready to go. That's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. We'll have more of that scene when we come back right after this word from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Grants Pass obviously going to be the home team. They're out there in their, well, they're not in their whites yet, but there are a couple of white jerseys out there for Grants Pass. They're in the warm-ups right now, the gray tops and the black pants, getting ready to square off once again against Conference Pro, the Roseburg Indians. And the Indians are on the floor all decked out in black, and I've not seen them in black before. Usually orange is their color, but there are some orange shoes out there flashing around, a lot of those for the Roseburg Indians. Well, that's the scene here, courtesy of of our good friends at Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company. We appreciate their efforts here. So that's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Nate Olson right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abbey's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abbey's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abbey's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abbey's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Was Santa good to you?
Yeah, not too shabby. A couple days off.
Brought in a 7-footer, did he?
I wish, yeah, I wish. No, not that lucky, but yeah, we got had some good practices in, which is good, so I think we're ready to go tonight. So,
all right, so you've got the boys' attention right back from the holiday season. Is it tough to do that?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. You know, I think just there's outside noise and just, you know, presence, and I think not being in school, so just trying to find that rhythm. But I think they actually, we had some really good practice and morning stuff that they wanted to do, which was really good. I was pleasantly surprised with our effort early on. So,
all right, how many practices did you get in?
We had three, so, and a shoot around, so it was good. Yeah, and so we did some morning stuff, and the guys came in the day after Christmas, and they were practicing hard, communicating. It was good. It was good stuff. So I'm excited about that.
So I had a little practice this morning then.
We did. Yeah, a little shoot around before we came over, before we got on the bus. Just get some shots up, get the legs kind of going. So, yeah, they should be good to go.
All right. How about their psyche?
You know, actually it was good. You know, I said about our last game against LL was a rough one. But they came in early Monday, and it was actually a really good, one of our best practice of the year. So I was, you know, pleasantly surprised with that, just the early morning part of it, and just after a rough contest like that. But it was good.
All right. How about the health situation?
You know, I think we're going to be healthy. You know, Grady's shoulders healed up, so he's going to be out there tonight for us, so that'll help. And I think just having some days off to not beat up each other, just get a bunch of shots up, kind of, you know, fine-tune some of the stuff we're running. So I held some, you know, hit bumps and bruises, they got better, so.
All right. We'll have more folks right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, both these teams now looking for their first win of the season. Roseburg and Grants Pass, it's a conference foe. How are you approaching this game? Any differently?
No, it's no different to us. I think it's just we just want to get out, you know, after having that bad taste in your mouth after the last game. I think we just want to really play anybody. The fact that it's a conference opponent is what it is. Maybe a little more in it just because of that, because we're going to play them a couple more times this year, so kind of wanting to be the first one to set that tone for us.
It looked like Lego was just their game plan was to take Rosetta away from you and then deal with the rest of them, and it seemed to work well. But with McKittrick back, is that going to change the situation?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, again, I think, you know, it wasn't one of Jordan's better games. And they knew where our better player was, and they really focused on him. But I also think that we learned a lot cutting and just different things that I think we can take in as we move forward, that it'll make the game easier for not only our other guys getting buckets, but also make the game easier for Jordan.
All right, Coach, you've certainly played one of the toughest schedules in December. There's no question about that. What about Roseburg? What do you know about them?
You know, they're fairly young. A new head coach, I think, learned some different stuff. They got a couple kids that can really shoot us. We got to get out, but they're really more guard-oriented. So really just trying to limit how many threes we give up and get back in transition. They're pretty, you know, decently athletic, so we got to get back and stop transition. Just to make things easy for them.
Are they a three-point shooting team?
They are, yeah. I mean, you know, number three, Scott shoots it real well, lefty, so we got to get out on him, know where he's at all times. They have some other kids that shoot it pretty well, too. So, again, we got to just limit transition, find shooters, and rebound the basketball.
All right, defense and rebounding, that's basketball, isn't it?
Usually, yeah. If you do those things well, you can be pretty successful, so yeah.
All right, Coach, thanks very much for finding us here at this Abby's Christmas tournament, and we'll see you after the game. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Just wanted to give a little extra love to the Indoor Airman. They've got the modern energy solutions for you. They can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to you, their neighbors. That's the Indoor Airman. Now it's time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, good people. Where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway, that's Farmers Building Supply. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, here's what we expect, and we'll see how that comes about. But it's always a game-time situation, and we're close to that. Jordan Rosette at 6'5", the sophomore, wearing number 23. Number 5, Grady McKittrick, 6'2", senior, wears number 5 once again. Number 3, Preston Gerlitz, 5'11", senior, is anticipated to start. Double 0, James Traylor, 6'0", sophomore. And Bronx Ely, a 5'10", sophomore, also expected to start. We'll run down what we know about Roseburg when we come back right after this 30-second caveman timeout from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen. Just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Once again, we are not sure about the Roseburg Indians. We're about to find out, though, as we're real close to getting this one underway. Only a 10-minute window in between games here. But you heard head coach Olson mention Scott. That's Harrison Scott, 6-foot senior, wears number 3. Last year, he had 18 points in 2 games against us with 4 3-pointers. So he's one of the shooters. Also, Tristan Frabel, 5'11 junior, had 5 points and 1 3-pointer against us last year. Jaron Leeworthy, a 6'2 senior, had 6 points. And I think we'll see a lot of another senior that we're not familiar with. That's a 6-foot senior. Marcus Lobo was one of their captains here at the meeting. That's the buzzer signaling that we're just about ready to get this one underway. We'll try to pick up what's going on with the PA announcer so we can follow along here. But those are the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. We'll run down some keys to the game for our good friends at the Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
They have just introduced for the Roseburg Indians, Harrison Scott. We mentioned him coming in. Also getting to mention right now, number 5 is Jaden Kimmerly, 6'2 senior, had 4 points against Grants Pass in 2 games last year. Also being introduced is number 10, Trey Barron, a 5'11 junior. And number 14 getting the start, Gavin Michael. So some surprises there for us, not what we were anticipating from the Roseburg Indians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Grants Pass Cavemen starters. All right, wearing, they'll be the home team tonight. The scoreboard says Panthers, but we know it's Cavemen. Introduce James Traylor, 00. 6-foot sophomore, great defensive man, really coming on with his scoring too. And number 2 getting the start tonight. That's Weston Berg, a 5'8 senior. Great defensive player. Number 5 is Grady McKittrick getting the start tonight. His first in a while. That shoulder doesn't appear to be taped up. Number 11, Braden Young. And number 23, Jordan Rosetta. So some surprises on both sides here for us to get this contest underway. And Coach Olson is out talking with the starters right now. Roseburg is in the middle of the field. The bay going left. Cavemen, we're going right to left across your radio dial. So get close to your radios, folks. We're getting ready to get this one underway. First quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, and all your site preparation needs. Okay, a foul called against Grants Pass during the warm-ups. I don't know if someone hung on the rim. I'm not sure about that, but Roseburg will open up at the free throw line, shooting free throws, and there's one up and down. That's good from what's in, again, number 3. That's Harrison Scott. Second shot is up, and the Cavemen start out down 2 points. So it's 2-0 Indians, and they'll have the basketball to begin. Inbounds from the half-court mark. As the Cavemen open up in what appears to be a man-to-man defense initially. So the inbounds play goes into the backcourt to Harrison. Stolen it away by Traylor. So there's a first turnover of the game. Traylor spins, fires, and we're tied. So Traylor answers immediately, and it's a two-point game. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. Berg in the backcourt, shadowing the man all the way. Traylor is back there to help. Loose basketball picked up by Berg. Gives it off to Rosetta, hard to the glass. Drops it off to Traylor, and Traylor lays it up and in. And the Cavemen up right now by 2, 4-2 early. So the Cavemen, tough defense right now, a 1-2-2 trap zone. In the backcourt, throwing that up against the Roseburg Indians. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Ball comes up quickly to Kimmerly. Kimmerly across the time, right at the timeline. Throws the ball up to Barron. Barron, right-hand side, lobs a 3, and it's up and good. And it's 5-4. Grants Pass down by 1. Traylor with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick back out right-hand side on the drive. It's ball right-hand side. Shot is up and just off. Rebound pulled down by Are you ready? Berg on his knees looking for some help. Gets the ball out quickly to McKittrick. Out front to Rosetta. Rosetta flips the ball right-hand side on the wing. Then to Traylor. Down low to McKittrick. Triple team down below. Trying to muscle one up. Finally kicks the ball out front to and shot clock goes off. And they'll turn the ball over. Didn't get the shot up in time. 5-2 or 5-4. Grants pass down by one. Full court pressure still against the Roseburg Indians. Inbounds play in the backcourt still being contested. And it's deflected away by Traylor again. His defense and his quickness is incredible. Ball is tapped out of bounds, about the half-court mark. So the Indians actually on the inbounds play that's tapped away, gained about half the court. Still in the backcourt, man-to-man pressure, still by the Grants Pass Cayman. Inbounds play comes to Traylor. Traylor again brings it down all the way, and the glass goes up with a shot that is, I'm surprised we didn't get a whistle. They blocked the ball out of bounds. Still Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. 6:26 to play. We're in the first period. Grants Pass down by 1-5-4. The Cayman put a box around the key right now as Traylor makes the inbounds play and gets the ball down low to Rosetta. Puts it up and in. Check that. That was McKittrick. So the Cayman now up by 1-6-5. Still that full court pressure, but it's eased just a bit. Ball into the forecourt now for the Roseburg Indians. Ball goes left-hand side to Barron. Barron left-hand side looks around for help. Surround hands the ball off. Bounce pass right-hand side again to Barron. Barron flips the ball out front to Scott. Scott drives, free throw line, elevate. Shot is up and good for Scott. His first two of the basketball game. And it's 7-6 as we trade the lead back and forth. Grant pass down by one. Lead pass up to Berg. Down low in the corner, left-hand side to Rosetta. Drives the baseline. Bustles one up that is... whistle stops the act. They're going to call a jump ball? They're going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession rule. Gives the ball right back to the Cayman. Traylor again will put the ball in play. The Cayman put a... four-man screen down the left-hand side of the lane. Traylor looking to get the ball inbounds. Looks for help. Tries to get the ball finally out front to Rosetta for three, and it's up and good. And Rosetta hits the mark, and the Cayman up by 1-8-7. On the drive, ball comes down the right-hand side. Ball in the hands of the Roseburg Indians. Double team just inside the timeline here. That's the way the trap works. McKittrick and Berg were right there for the trap. Ball kicked away out of bounds, and Roseburg will bring the ball inbounds from the sidelines, just in front of the scorer's table. Inbounds play now coming from, once again, that's Scott. Scott loops it down low. It's deflected. Taken away by Traylor. Lead pass out. Ball right-hand side. Up by Berg, and it's up and good. So Bird gets two, and the Cayman up by three right now, 10-7. Ball comes down quickly across the timeline, left-hand side, in the hands of Sprague. Stolen away this time. Lead pass goes out to McKittrick. Ball goes out of bounds. Did he get it back in time? He did not try to throw the back ball back over against the Roseburg Indian to bounce it out of ball, but couldn't do it. Timeout on the floor for the Grants Pass Cayman. We'll be back. It's 10-7, Grants Pass by three. We'll be back after this 30-second Cayman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Double check. We said that Rosetta had a three. That's far into the floor, far away from us. It was just a two. But the Cayman still lead by three and still full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cayman. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes quickly to Frabel. Frabel with a basketball, puts the ball on the floor, and is fouled by Berg. So Berg will pick up the infraction. That's the first on the Grants Pass Cayman. So again, the Indians are bringing the ball inbounds. Once again, Berg and McKittrick in the backcourt. Now Traylor's in the backcourt also. Man-to-man, belly-to-belly defense by the Grants Pass Cayman to start this tournament game against the conference foe, the Roseburg Indians. Inbounds play comes left-hand side quickly to Sprague. Sprague puts the ball on the floor down the right-hand side, working against, gives the ball up top of the key, shovels left-hand side. We've got new people on the floor. Number four, Frabel with the basketball out front, right front court. Ball slapped away by, once again, the pass stolen away by Traylor. didn't steal it away, slapped it away. It's out of bounds. It's still Roseburg basketball. Inbounds play will be made by Scott. And Scott looks in the forecourt, into the backcourt. Finally gets the ball in quickly. Ball lobbed down low on the baseline. Four-footer from the right-hand side is off, no good. Rebound fought for and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. So Traylor in the backcourt will make the inbounds play. He's got Berg there with him. Inbounds to Berg. McKittrick comes back. He'll bring the ball across the timeline. Drives the left-hand side on the wing. Hands the ball off to Traylor. Wing left to the free throw line. Traylor back at the key. Right-hand side. Three-point attempt. This one is good by Rosetta. And Rosetta now with 5 points in the basketball game. It's 13-7. Grants Pass leading the Indians of Roseburg. Ball right-hand side on the attack for the Roseburg Indians. Number four, Frabel, with the basketball. Turns to drive free throw line. Shovels down low. Shot is up and good by number 11, Sprague. His first 2 points of the basketball game. Traylor bringing the ball down for the Grants Pass. Caveman now 4 minutes to play. First period action. Caveman up 13-9. Ball goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta wing right down the corner to Berg. Berg out front quickly to Barron. Back out front then. Then down a little Barron, cutting the corner. Left-hand side again to Rosetta, feeling the three. Off, no good. Won't go. Rebound by the Roseburg Indians. Comes back three on two. Left-hand. Ball goes left-hand side. Caveman surrounded there. And the Indians wait for better numbers. Battle goes back left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly with the basketball. Backs away. Hands the ball off to Scott. Scott drives to the top of the key. Wants the three. Can't get it. Back to Kimmerly right-hand side. He'll take the three. Misses everything. Right into the hands of Traylor. Traylor slides down the right-hand side. Looks ahead. Lead pass up to Rosetta. Looks down low on the baseline. Shot is up and good by number 11, Barron Young. Barron Young gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. Brown brings the ball down for the Indians. Gives it off to Kimmerly out front. Protects the basketball. Back to Brown corner right-hand side. Caveman still in that man-to-man. Bounce pass out front quickly to Kimmerly. Left-hand side then. Man drives. Pulls up. Shot is up and good. By number 11, that's Sprague, and he's got four in the basketball game. Caveman's lead is four, 15-11, 2:47 to play, first period. Traylor brings the ball down to the Caveman, into the forecourt now, right across the center circle. Ball left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick to Berg, right-hand corner. Kicks the ball out front, a Traylor, right-hand side now. Traylor wants to drive. He finds room along the baseline, lays one up that's off, no good, just wouldn't get a roll. Rebounded by the Indians, long pass out left-hand side quickly to Brown. Brown with the basketball. Shovels left-hand side to Frabel. Frabel with the basketball. Back to Brown, corner left-hand side. He's the three-point shooter. He'll slide out to the wing and launch, and it's good. So he's got three. He's got 5-7 in the basketball game. And suddenly it's Grants Pass lead is one, 15-14. McKittrick brings the ball down to Traylor, right-hand side, right front court. Down low, then the ball comes to McKittrick. To Rosetta goes hard to the glass. Gets it up and down. He's got seven in the basketball game, and the Caveman lead once again is three, 17-14. Ball left-hand side to Brown. Brown gives it off to Frabel. Frabel right-hand side. Loses the basketball. It's picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta looks for help. Slows it down. Waits for everything to clear out a little bit. Brings the ball down himself. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Gives the ball up to McKittrick. Right-hand side, right front court. Double high post for the Caveman with Young and Rosetta. Rosetta gets the ball down low as he's dropped down low. And I think a foul called on Roseburg this time. Call will be on number four, Tristan Frabel. That's the first on the Roseburg Indians. So Young checks out. Conley. It's a Conley. No, it's not Conley. It's Deadman. Caden Deadman is in. Inbounds play from the in line for the Grants Pass Caveman. Right-hand side to Berg. Pardon me. McKittrick off no good. Tip up by Traylor. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Indians right now. Kimmerly brings it down. Cuts right to the top of the key. Drops the ball right back to Scott. Make that Frabel. Frabel out front with the basketball. Goes left-hand side to Scott on the wing. Once again on the three shot. Off no good. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. So Gerlitz on the floor also for Grants Pass, along with the Traylor, Rosetta, Deadman, and McKittrick. Inbounds play comes to Gerlitz. Gerlitz gives the ball up to McKittrick. McKittrick across the timeline, left-hand side quickly to Deadman. Deadman with the basketball, looks down low. Comes to center court. Lobs it right hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick goes to the baseline, hands the ball off, though, quickly to Gerlitz. Back to McKittrick, right hand side for three. Hits the edge of the rim, off, no good. Rebound being contested and brought out by Dedna. Left hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta out front to Traylor. Traylor, right hand side to McKittrick. Back to Rosetta. Drives, lays it up and in. He was fouled. Basket was good. Foul going to be called on. Foul called on number 15, Egbert. So that'll be the first on Egbert. Second team foul on the Indians. And at the free throw line is Jordan Rosette, about a 60% free throw shooter through a couple of seasons. Don't have hard numbers on him yet this year. It's early. Shot is up and good. 10 points for Rosetta. And he gets a little break as he's replaced by Young, who'd been getting a little breather. All right. Caven throw up that full court pressure again, with this time with Gerlich, McKittrick, and Traylor in the backcourt. Dedman and Young playing back a little bit. On the drive, here come the Indians down the right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Brown. Brown in the paint. Floats one up, off, won't go. Foul call on the Caven, probably Traylor. It'll be a shooting foul. Let's see if that is a call. No, they changed it to Young. Either one was there. That'll be the first on Young. Third team foul on Grants Pass. At the free throw line, their shooter, Mr. Scott. Shot is up and good. He's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Gives 8 points, and one more is 9. 4 for 4 from the charity stripe, and he's their leading scorer. Look at the scoreboard. The Caven lead it right now, 2016. The last 25 seconds in the first quarter. Kicking off as we talk. Gerlitz between the circles right now. Wanted to go to Traylor, then comes back left-hand side to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball out front. Gives the ball up right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor out front then to McKittrick. McKittrick right-hand side to Traylor. 7 seconds on the clock. Ball stolen away by the Indians. Lead pass out quickly to Brown. Flank down the left-hand side. There's a face in front of him. Shot is up and off at the buzzer. And that's the way the first period will end, with the Cavemen leading by 4, 2016. We'll be back and recap it. Well, we'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, second quarter brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked for the hunting season with ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories. They give you every chance to fill that tag. Hope you've done that already. Caveman will put the ball in play to begin the second period. With McKittrick in the backcourt, inbounds play comes to him. And it looks like man-to-man pressure now by the Roseburg Indians. McKittrick out front between the circles, looking left and right. Bounce pass down low to Traylor, cutting to the basket, lays one up and in. And Traylor again sets the tone. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. The Caveman lead is 6, 22-16. Into the forecourt, Brable for the Roseburg Indians. Indians goes left-hand side quickly to number 11, that's Sprague. Then down low in the corner, right-hand side to Brown. Stolen away, though, by Traylor. Traylor puts the ball on the floor, looking ahead to Dedman on the fast break. Dedman brings the ball out from the end line. They say he stepped on the end line, turns it back over to the Roseburg Indians. So inbounds play comes in the backcourt quickly to number 2, Lobo. Lobo brings it down the right-hand side. Gives it down low, and they're going to call a foul on Gerlitz. Gerlitz reached around him to try to control it, so Gerlitz will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. And the first this period, Dawn Caveman. Inbounds play coming from number 15. That's Egbert. Gets the ball out front to Frabel. Frabel between the circles now. Goes left-hand side. It's a Caveman showing a trap zone right now. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Brown. Brown wants to the Scott to the top of the key. Elevates for three, and this one misses everything. Credit that to the defense of number 11, Branson Young. So the Cavemen have turned up their defense for this basketball game, no question about that. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes from Dedman to Traylor. Traylor uncontested, gets half the floor. Comes across the timeline, goes left-hand side on the wing to Young. Back out front then to McKittrick. McKittrick out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz moves to the right-hand side, then back to the left. Into the corner, looking for Traylor. Ball deflected out of bounds by Frabel. It'll be Grant's fastball inbounds from the sidelines. Far end of the floor. Rosetta returns, and McKittrick gets a little breather. Six-point lead for Grants Pass, 22-16, 6:47 to play here in the first half. Inbounds play goes down low in the corner to Gerlitz. Gerlitz brings the ball out front. Shovels out to Traylor between the circles, back to Gerlitz in the paint. A little backhanded layup, just off, too hard off the board. Rebounded, though, by Rosetta. He puts one up, and it won't go either. Pulled back out again by Gerlitz. Gerlitz flips the ball out front to Traylor. Traylor with the basketball, back left-hand side ball. Again, slapped out of bounds by the Roseburg Indians. That was Harrison Scott, slapped it away. So the Cavemen again bring the ball in from left-hand corner. A look down low, gets to Gerlitz in the corner, spins and fires the three. It's up and good. And Gerlitz finds the three. His first points of the basketball game. Roseburg Indians come down on the run right now. Hand the ball off to Frabel. Frabel, right front court, goes to left-hand side, then to Sprague. Sprague on the wing, left-hand side, gives the ball up to Barron. Barron drives right-hand side, drives the paint, lays one up, that's good. His first 2 points of the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt, comes to Traylor again. Brings the ball down slowly across the timeline. Goes left-hand side, then to Gerlitz. Back out front, then to Dedman. Dedman, right-hand side to Young. Young with the basketball, goes down low on the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta working hard on the baseline, wants to muscle one up, does. Off no good, he was fouled, he'll go to the free throw line. I believe they called that one on Scott, let's see. No, check that. Number 11, Sprague. That'll be the first on Sprague at the free throw line. Again, is Jordan Rosetta, one for one from the free throw line. Again, through a couple of seasons, about a 60% free throw shooter. Looking for that to improve this year. This one's up and good. Perfect so far tonight, 2 for 2. That's his 11th point. Caveman lead at 26-18 right now. Dedman comes out. Traylor comes out. Into the basketball game number one. Bronx Ely is in. I'll check. See, we've got Ely. Well, we've got Bronx because we've got two Elys. Bronx is in. Gerlitz is in. I think Dedman is still on the floor. Shot is up from Rosetta. It's up and good. So Rosetta, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And timeout has been taken. A look at the scoreboard. 5:46 to play. The Cavemen lead by 9, 27-18. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band, and streamed at KAJO.com. Inbounds play in the backcourt once again against full court pressure thrown up against the Roseburg Indians, and they're going to call a foul. Number 12, Amaya, he's new on the floor right now. That's his first. He gets a lot of action just first on the floor tonight. All right, once again, the inbounds play from the inline for the Roseburg Indians. Goes right-hand side to Frabel. Frabel working against Amaya. Spins, tries, goes behind the back again. Protects the basketball into the forecourt. Shovels down low in the corner, right-hand side to Scott. Scott drives to the top of the key, stops there, backs away, being surrounded by Ely. Left-hand side on the wing. and tries to drive to the top of the key. Stops, gets in the paint, kicks the ball right-hand side to Frabel along the baseline. Four-footer won't go, and a whistle stops the action. We have a kick. Moved his foot like it was a kicked ball. We've got a foul, I think. So Rosetta draws a foul underneath. Battling for position, I assume. We did not see it. 27-18 to score. Grants Pass leading. Ball comes right hand side. End bounds to number two. That's Lobo with the basketball. Rolls the ball out front, but saved by Frabel. Frabel again drives the corner right hand side. Ball back out front to Lobo. Lobo with the basketball. Goes between the circles right now as Dedman left him stride for stride. Back right hand side to Frabel. Drives, penetrates, floats one up off glass. It's good. So Frabel, that's his first field goal tonight. Maya brings the ball down to the right-hand side, quickly gives it up to Bronx. Bronx drives, kicks the ball down low, lays it up, and they got a player control foul on Ely. So Bronx will get the infraction. And that is the, is that the fourth foul on Grants Pass? Fourth foul on Grants Pass here in the period, 4:45 to play. So McKittrick back into the basketball game now. Inbounds play in the backcourt, still against full court pressure. Gives the ball back to Scott. Scott slides down the right-hand side, being guarded by Bronx all the way. Bronx cat quick, great feet. Drives the right-hand side. Scott can't get by him. Does lay one up. That's off. No good. Rebound or foul call probably on Ely. We'll see. And it'll be a shooting foul, I believe. Yeah, that's the call. So Bronx will pick up his second infraction real quickly. Fifth foul on Grants Pass. At the free throw line, number three is Harrison Scott, who is 4 for 4, has yet to miss a free throw. Shot is up and good. He's now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Got 10 points in the basketball game. It's a 27-21 score. Grants Pass by 6. One more shot coming for Scott. It's up and good. 6 for 6 from the charity stripe. Inbounds play in the backcourt from Rosetta to Amaya. Amaya comes down across the timeline. Goes back right-hand side quickly to McKittrick. Down low on the baseline again to Rosetta. Rosetta spins. Cross-court pass left-hand side to Amaya. Shot is up. Rims for three off. No good. Rebound Roseburg Indians. And the whistle stops the action, and I didn't see it. I think they're calling this against Roseburg's number 15, Sprague. Got tangled up with Rosetta. We assume they got tangled up. Think that's what's going to happen. Going to be Grants Pass ball. That's the foul. So Egbert gets his second. Inbounds play for Grants Pass as Gerlitz comes out and Traylor will make the inbounds play. Two-man screen set up with Ely and Amaya out front. Rosetta corner right-hand side, and down below is McKittrick. All right, here comes the inbounds play. Right-hand side to McKittrick, who's cut back into the corner. Back out on the wing, out front to Amaya between the circles. Back left-hand side to Bronx. In the corner, left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick looks for a cutter inside, can't get to Rosetta. To Amaya, corner left-hand side. Bounce pass down low to McKittrick on the baseline. He's surrounded, cuts into the paint. Goes up with a shot that is no good. Foul called underneath, I think. Foul against number 15 again, that's Egbert. That'll be his third of the basketball game. And again, Rosetta will go to the free throw line. Once again, Rosetta with 12 points in the contest tonight. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. 3:56 to play. It's 27-22. Grants Pass by 5. Two shots for Rosetta. Berg will check in after the shot. Shot is up and good. So Rosetta, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. That's his 13th point. Amaya comes out, and Berg is back in for Grants Pass. Number 11 is in, and that's Sprague, I believe, for Egbert. One more shot coming for Jordan. Shot is up. This one's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound taken down by the Indians. Lead pass by Scott down the left-hand side. Gives it up to Frabel. Frabel drives, kicks the ball down low to Lobo. Lobo back out front. It's deflected, picked up though by Sprague. Comes back right-hand side in the paint. Lays one off glass, won't go. Rebound into the hands of Traylor. Traylor through traffic, slows it down, waits for better numbers, gets to the right-hand side. Down low to Berg. Berg, a double team, puts up a shot anyway down below. Rebounded by the Indians. Long pass out to Sprague, out in front of everybody. Lays one up. That is off. No good. Got a late whistle. Player control. He signaled player control, but I don't think that's correct. No, they've called the foul on McKittrick. That'll be his first. And at the free throw line right now, I believe, is Sprigg. His first trip there. First trip to the free throw line for anybody besides Scott for the Roseburg Indians. Deep breath. Shot is up. Good follow through. Rims and out. No good. Rebound comes back out front. Ball in the hands of Sprague. Top of the key. Looking for help. Can't fight it through that tough defense. The Grants Pass team has thrown up. Ball gives right back to Lobo out front. Lobo right front court. Wants to drive. Comes to the right-hand side. Gets the room on the baseline. Bumped up. Kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up for three. This one's off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Rosetta, uncontested. Off to Traylor. Traylor walks it across the timeline on the right-hand sideline. Then back to the center of the court. Left-hand side quickly to Bronx. Bronx out front. Has the ball stolen away by Scott. Goes all the way. Lays one over the front edge of the rim, and that's good. That's his third field goal. 13 points in the basketball game. 2:45 showing on the clock. Grants Pass lead now down to four. Ball right-hand side gets down low to Rosetta. Rosetta out front to McKittrick. Caught to the key, shot for three, off, no good. Rebounded by Rosetta, won't go. Rebounded by the Indians. They give the ball out quickly to Lobo. Make that Scott, right-hand side, then out front to Lobo. Lobo between the circles, directs traffic, gives it on the wing, then to Scott. Scott out front to Sprague, top of the key. Sprague on the cut inside to number 14. Inbounds, light pass deflected, picked up by Traylor. Traylor comes back on the run, waiting for the caveman to set up. Left-hand side to McKittrick, who lays one of it in. His second field goal of the night. He's got four in the basketball game. And again, the lead is six for Grants Pass, 30-24. At the backcourt, number four, Lobo brings it down. Lobo. Make that Frabel. Frabel gives it out front to Sprague. Sprague looks around and finds Michael with the basketball. Stolen away, though, by Bronx. Ely goes all the way off glass, won't go. Rebounded, though, by McKittrick, by Rosetta. He puts it up and in, and Rosetta now with 15 points in the basketball of the game, and it's 32-24. Out front, Frabel with the basketball, gives it up to Lobo for the Indians. Top of the key, has room, nobody in his face, launches the three and hits it. So Lobo's first field goal comes from beyond the arc. And it's 32-27, a minute 18 left to play here in the first half. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Traylor. Gives it to Berg on the wing right. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta draws a double team. Kicks it right back to McKittrick for three. It's good. So McKittrick gets his first three of the night. He's got seven in the basketball game. On the drive, Frabel goes in the corner right-hand side for the Indians. Kicks it back out front quickly to Scott. Make that Lobo with the basketball. Bullet pass inside. Turnaround jumper by Scott is off. No good. Rebound taken down by Sprague. Goes up with a shot that's blocked twice by Traylor. But gets it back and puts it up and in. So Sprague gets it. Traylor got up and blocked that shot twice. The third time it went in. Traylor with the basketball right now. Last 30 seconds on the clock. It's 35-29. They give the ball to Rosetta. Top of the key between the circles. Looks for help. Hands the ball off to McKittrick. 23 seconds left in the half. McKittrick out front. High post by Ely now. Bronx cuts the right-hand side. Left-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. Rosetta out front to McKittrick. 12 seconds. Got to make something happen. McKittrick comes left-hand side. Wants to shoot. Gives the ball to Rosetta. Down low to Ely. Ely down low. Didn't get the shot off at the buzzer at the end. No. We're still showing 3.8 seconds on the clock. It was the shot clock that went off. So 3.8 seconds left here in the half, and the Roseburg Indians have the basketball far into the floor. No, they're going to bring it in from just in front of the Indians bench. And Scott will make the inbounds play. He's got Frabel in the backcourt. They get the ball to Frabel. Frabel bothered by Berg all the way down. Shoots over at the buzzer. It's off. No good. Missed everything. So at the end of the first half of play, the Grants Pass Caveman lead it 35-29. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout. Right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll run down what we have here for you in just a moment here. Let's go ahead and begin. Grants Pass leads right now 35-29. The lead is 6 points, and it's been that way since about the first period. The Grants Pass Cavemen scoring came on 14 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 4 of 5 from the free throw line. That's 80%. Were whistled for 9 fouls compared to 5 fouls. For the Roseburg Indians, you can attribute to that to an aggressive Grants Pass defense. Roseburg scoring came on 10 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They are 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 20-16. Led at the end of the half year, 35-29, winning the second period, 15-13. We'll run down some more information for you right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass and Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, for the Roseburg Indians in a starting role, Harrison Scott has 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer. He's 6-for-6 from the free throw line, 13 points in the contest. He's their leading scorer. Coming off the bench, Tristan Frabel, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. In a starting role, Jaden Kimmerly didn't score or go to the free throw line. Coming off the bench, Marcus Lobel, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. Starting role, Trey Barron. 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Coming off the bench, a 6'3" junior, Gannon Egbert, has 3 fouls, did not score. Preston Sprague off the bench, 3 field goals, 6 points, and a single foul. And in the starting role, Gavin Michael, 1 3-point field goal, missed a free throw. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Weston Berg, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Abisfaya Maya, 1 foul. Caden Dedman got some minutes, didn't figure into my scoring line. Branson Young in a starting role tonight, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Bronx Ely coming off the bench, picked up two fouls real quickly. James Traylor, 3 field goals, 6 points. Lots of turnovers created by James. No fouls called against the young man. Preston Gerlitz, 1 3-point field goal, a single foul. Grady McKittrick, 3 field goals, one of them a 3. He's got 7 points and a single foul. Jordan Rosetta, 6 field goals, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. That's 15 points for Jordan Rosetta. Count them all up, folks. It means a lead for Grants Pass, 35-29. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. The Caveman lead right now is still 6 points, 35-29. They got a lot of that here early in the game when they unleashed a belly-to-belly, man-to-man defense on the Roseburg Indians and really jumped out and controlled the early part of the basketball game. The Indians seemed to adapt to it and began to find a passing lane to get the ball into play and down the floor without turning the ball over. We'll see what the Cavemen do in the second half. So that's been the story so far. Jordan Rosette, of course, with his scoring 15 points in the first half, does have some support right now from James Traylor and Grady McKittrick. For the Roseburg Indians, their big man, Harrison Scott. If you can control him, you can probably control the Roseburg Indians. Now, about this tournament, game coming up, I believe, is Thurston versus North Medford following this game. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Game time is set for 3:30. That's been pretty close the way this tournament's running as we take on the Thurston Colts. Now, there may be an opportunity for a game on Monday, and that's just coming to us. This is not confirmed yet, but Coach Olson told me it is a distinct possibility. I don't know the time or the place. It may be at Grants Pass. I don't know if it's going to be a daytime or a nighttime game. But once again, we'll have to get that confirmed. The Del Norte Warriors may come and play the Grants Pass Cavemen. The Cavemen have been looking for one more game in the preseason before going into conference to get more experience under their belt. That may happen on Monday. We'll keep you informed on that. In the meantime, just about 2 minutes before we get back to action here, Cavemen back out on the floor taking some warm-up shots. We'll be back with the second half right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Final minutes or final seconds ticking off here before we the halftime clock expires. They put up 10 minutes to keep this tournament moving along. The Cavemen huddled around head coach Nate Olson, getting their final instructions to go into the second half, see if the Cavemen can't extend that lead. They got it out to 6. They can't seem to extend it much further than that before the Roseburg Indians respond. Once again, the Cavemen won the first period by 420-16, won the third period a little closer than that, 15-13 was the score in that period. So Came into one both periods so far. That amounts to a six-point lead as we get ready to once again get this second half underway. Cavemen send out to McKittrick and Rosetta and Young, Berg, and Trailer. Alternate possession rule to start this period. We'll go to, I believe, the Roseburg Indians. That's the case. As number 10, Barron goes over to make the inbounds play from the timeline. Right at midcourt. In the backcourt, number 14, Michael. And he comes back into the forecourt. Whistle blows, and the clock is moving. That ball comes inbounds quickly to Scott. Scott right-hand side on the wing for the Indians. Hands the ball off quickly to Kimmerly. Kimmerly wing right-hand side way out front. Ball comes up front quickly to Michael. Barron crosses left-hand side, now drives, penetrates, lays one up that is off the back of the iron, off no good. They was fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. I think it was Berg that got him. Let's see. That's the call. So Berg will pick up his second infraction, first team foul on the Cavemen in this period. And at the free throw line is number 10, Trey Barron. His first trip there in this contest. Sure, he's been there before. Shot is up off the back of the iron. No good. It appears right now the only one who can make a free throw for the Indians is Scott. So one more shot coming from, I think that's Brown. Shot is up and good. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt from Trailer to Rosetta back to Trailer. Trailer brings the ball down uncontested. He'll be picked up in half court by Barron. Left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick wing right-hand side. Corner to a Trailer. Trailer down low to Rosetta. Rosetta draws that triple team. Kicks out it up front to McKittrick for three. Just off. No good. Rebound on the hands of Berg. Shortest man on the floor. Ball comes out front to McKittrick. Left-hand side to Trailer. Trailer to Rosetta. Right-hand side. Drives a baseline. Underhanded layup. Too high. Rebounded quickly by Sprague. Sprague's outlet goes to number 10. That's Brown. Right-hand side then to Scott. Scott puts the ball on the floor, drives right-hand side, gets to the paint, kicks the ball out front again, left-hand side. Shot is up for three, off, way off, as a matter of fact. Ball fought for and lost out of bounds. I think it came out off the Cavemen. I think it's going to be Roseburg's ball. That's the case. Cavemen going left to right across your radio dial here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Inbounds play from the inline. Goes right-hand side quickly. Ball left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly with the basketball, looks down low. Sprague comes out to help, cuts across the top of the key, stolen away by Rosetta, got right in the way of that pass, took it away, gives the ball up to McKittrick, and the Cavemen come back looking for more to Trader, top of the key, way out front, left-hand side, then to Berg on the wing. Berg puts the ball on the floor, looks for help, finds Trader. Trader slides down, bounce pass down low to Rosetta, working against Sprague, kicks the ball out front, again to McKittrick for three, this one's good. And McKittrick gets his second three of the night. He's in double figures now with 10 points. Lead pass out right-hand side. Three-point attempt for the Roseburg Indians. Off, no good. Rebound quickly to Trailer. Trailer brings it right back for Grant's pass. It's 38-30. Ball right-hand side to McKittrick. Then to Berg on the wing, right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta triple-teamed. Has the ball slapped over the wrist by Kimmerly. Kimmerly will pick up that infraction. So Kimmerly will draw the foul. Grants Pass ball inbounds in the end line. Trailer will make the play. Grants Pass puts not a box around the key, but two men posted about midway down to the free throw line. They break out of that. Ball to McKittrick, right-hand side. Again, the shot for three off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound to Rosetta. Brings it out in left front court. Looks for help. Bullet pass down low to Trailer. Trailer back in the paint to Young. Shot is up. Off, no good. Good try. Good thoughts. Good passing. Didn't work that time. Long pass down the floor for the Indians to the free throw line. Back out front to Scott for three. Off. No good. Tip up, though, is good by Sprague. And Sprague picks up his eighth point in the basketball game. 38-32. Still a six-point game for Grants Pass with the lead. Berg on the drive along the baseline. Triple team. Kicks it out to McKittrick in the corner. Left-hand side. Then to Young. Young in the paint. Loses his footing. Basketball rolls free. It's going to go back to the Roseburg Indians. It'll come in just in front of the scorer's bench. From Brown. Brown gives the ball out uncontested, then to Scott. Scott in the backcourt comes up. Trailer picks him up right at midcourt. Turns up the pressure, then kicks to the right-hand side. It's a Cavemen in a matchup zone right now. Ball right-hand side to Rosetta. Drives around. Rosetta's off. No good. Loose basket all picked up by the Indians and put back up and in by Ginn. Once again, number three, Mr. Scott. And bounce to Berg, the trailer. Trailer drives left-hand side, turns on the steam, goes right to the baseline, and I think he was fouled as he tried to go by. Let's see. Could be. Yes, that's a call for Brown. Inbounds play for the Grants Pass Cavemen now coming from Trailer as the Cavemen again put that four-man screen down the left-hand side of the lane. Inbounds play comes quickly to number 11. Shot is up by Young. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Indians. They'll bring it back. They'll wait for traffic to clear. Go to Scott, right-hand side on the wing. He's their man. Hands the ball off right-hand side to Sprague. Sprague out front quickly to left-hand side in the corner. Then bounce pass back out. Shot is up to Brown. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Rosetta. 3-on-2 break. Rosetta goes to the right-hand side. Tries to get down low and draws the foul, I believe, from Kimmerly. That's the call. So Kimmerly will pick up his second infraction, both in this period. 4:41 to play here. Period 3, the Cavemen by 4, 38-34. Cavemen have the basketball there under the floor. Ball comes into Rosetta in the paint, and he is bumped immediately going up for a shot. It was number 11, Sprague, who got him. Sprague will pick up his second foul of the basketball game. I think Rosetta goes to the free throw line this time. Actually, they gave that one to Brown. But Rosetta does go to the free throw line. That's the key. 4-5 so far tonight. Three dribbles, one more. Now's the deep breath. There that is. Deep, deep end. Follow through. Shot is up and good. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's his 16th point in the basketball game. Makes it a 5-point lead, 39-34. Three more dribbles. Okay, one more. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good. Rattle it home. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 17 points for Rosetta so far. And the backcourt. Full court pressure this time. Berg bothering the man all the way down the floor. Drives in, kicks the ball left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly shoots the three. It's off, no good. And a whistle stops the action underneath. Going to call this one on Young. And he was holding his hands skyward, looking for divine intervention. Found none. Gets the foul. Inbounds play for the Indians. Goes through the hands of Scott. Can he chase it down before it goes into the backcourt? He does. Trailer comes after him, though. Shadows him all the way to the top of the key. Shovels back right-hand side quickly to Brown. Brown on the right hand, right front court. Puts the ball on the floor. Working against Berg. Gives the ball up in the corner quickly to Kimmerly. Kimmerly tries to get in the paint. Can't do it. Gives the ball right back right-hand side. To again Brown. Brown ball left-hand side. Ball slapped away, though. The pass slapped away by Trailer. Picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta brings the ball down right-hand side for the Cavemen. Up 40-34 right now. Inside quickly on the cut by McKittrick. Great feed. Great follow-throughs, 12 points for McKittrick. 42-34. Caveman's lead is now 8. Ball right-hand side in the hands of stolen away by Berg, but he got him with the foul. So Dedman checks in. Young sits down for Grant's pass. 3:45 play to play left here in period number 3. Inbounds play for the Indians coming from the sideline about midway between the end line and the timeline. And ball contested on the inbounds play. It's still going to be Roseburg's ball inbound. I think it came off of Trailer. Scott will make the play. Trailer is the one in his face. Ball goes down low to Kimmerly. Kimmerly tries to drive around the man and player control foul called on Kimmerly. So Kimmerly will pick up his third infraction of the basketball game all in this period. And Trailer gets the ball in quickly to McKittrick, right back to Trailer. James brings it down between the circles now, goes right-hand side to McKittrick. He spins, comes in, 12-footer on the way, hits the back of the iron off, no good. Board cleared by the Indians, number 11, Sprague. Sprague waits for traffic to clear, gives the ball up to Kimmerly. Kimmerly brings the ball down into the forecourt himself. Looks down low, tries to get the ball to Scott. Pass went out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. I think McKittrick touched it as it went out of bounds. 3:20 showing on the clock here in the third period. Cavemen lead at 42-34. Inbounds play from the end line comes inbounds to the Indians in the corner. Sprague with the basketball way out front quickly to Frabel. Frabel, right front court, working against Berg. moves off to the right-hand side, shovels the ball quickly to 14. Michael. Michael fires for three, way off. Ball into the hands of McKittrick for Grants Pass. Outlet comes to Traylor. Traylor slides it down as all the defense comes back. Deadman on the baseline, right-hand side. Flips the ball way up front to McKittrick, top of the key. Penetrates, gets in the paint, floats one up. That is, rolls off and good. No good. Rolled away. Finally picked up by Frabel for the Indians. His outlet goes right-hand side quickly to number two. That's Lobel, right-hand side. Tries to go on the baseline, hands the ball off, though, to, I believe, Scott. Scott brings it back out front and resets the team. Right front court's where he's working from. Tries the ball right-hand side, hands it off to Frabel. Frabel out front quickly to Sprague. Left-hand side then to Lobel. Lobel with the basketball. Right-hand side again to Scott. Scott right-hand side. Ball right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up for three, and it's good. That was Scott again. 18 points for Scott. It's 42-37. Lead pass cut back inside quickly to Deadman. Spins and fires. It's off. No good. Board cleared by the Roseburg Indians. Sprague brings it down on the run. Left-hand side. Drops it off to Lobo. Left-hand side. Lobo spins. Gets back in the paint. Tries to go back down low to Sprague. Does. It's up and good for number 11. That's his fifth field goal. He's got 10 in the basketball game. And it's a 42-39 game. So the Indians have closed now to within three. Lobo out front. Comes back right-hand side. Caveman on the attack. Down low to Rosetta. And Rosetta called for the player control foul. Leaned in. Looked like he was more off balance than leaning in, but that's the way it went. And he's explaining his innocence to the official, and the official pointing back to the floor and said the man went down. They're guilty. It was a friendly exchange, don't get me wrong. Gerlitz checks in, and Berg gets a little breather. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Frabel. Frabel working against Gerlitz. Comes into the forecourt, right-hand side. Drives in the paint. Tries to float one up. That's way off. Rebounded, though, by Rosetta for Grant's pass. Puts the ball on the floor. Comes down, stops, spins. Gives the ball right back to Traylor, left-hand side. Down low, then the ball goes to Rosetta. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Number 11, Sprague. That's his second. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta scored 6 points. He's 6 of 7 so far tonight. 17 points in the basketball game. 1 3-pointer. Officials are having a little conference right now between the circles. Well, Rosetta waits at the free throw line. Everybody else kind of meandering around. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here at the Abbey's Christmas Tournament. But we may have a technical foul against the Roseburg Indians, and I did not see that one coming out. So that's what's happened. Rosetta is alone at the free throw line. He's got the foul, so he'll have at least 2 shots here. Deep breath. Shot is up. Good. 7 of 8. 18 points for the young man, and one more shot coming. Deep breath, deep knee bend, follow through, hits the front of the iron, off, no good. And now one more for the technical. 3 dribbles, 2 more, 1 more, deep breath, there's the deep breath, deep knee bend, follow through, good. 8 of 10, and 1 more. I did not see what caused the technical. Deep breath, deep knee bend, follow through. Good. He's got a system he goes through. 9 of 11 from the free throw line. 20 points so far for Jordan Rosetta. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Comes from Traylor into the backcourt to McKittrick. McKittrick into the forecourt. Goes right-hand side quickly to Deadman. Deadman wing right-hand side. Looks down low for a cutter. Goes inside then quickly to Rosetta. Spins and fires and gets his first field goal here in the third period with 1:09 left to play. Ball coming down the left-hand side. That's in this period. Ball goes to Lobo. Then back right-hand side. Shot is up by the Indians. No good tip up. No good long rebound out to Rosetta. Rosetta down the floor. Lead pass up to Traylor in the paint. Lays one up. That's, oh, just off. He was too hard. Rebound in the hands of Frabel. Brings the ball down himself. Goes left-hand side to Lobo on the wing. Lobo looks like he's got quick feet. Down low to Sprague. Spins and fires off glass. Won't go. Rebound contested and fought for and controlled by they're going to call Rosetta for that foul. Let me see. Across the wrist. No, they call it on Gurlitz. Across the wrist this time. Inbounds for the Roseburg Indians. They're into the floor. Out front Sprague. Left-hand side then to Lobo on the wing to Frabel. Then back down low to Lobo on the baseline. Backhanded layup is up and good for Lobo. He's got five in the basketball game, and it's 47-41, a six-point lead. Trailer out front with Grants Pass. Gives the ball up to McKittrick. McKittrick left-hand side. Comes back on the wing to Dedmon. Dedmon out front between the circles. Gives the ball to right-hand side to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to Gurlitz. Back out front to Gurlitz. McKittrick down low to Trailer. Lays one up and good. Trailer cut along the baseline. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. And at the buzzer, long throw, no avail. So the Cavemen lead it by 8 at the end of 3. It's 49-41. We'll be back with the final period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Caveman headed back out on the floor to get this fourth period underway with an 8-point lead, 49-41, against the Roseburg Indians. The Cavemen send out Trailer, Rosetta, Dedmon, Gurlitz, and McKittrick. McKittrick will make the inbounds play. He's got Trailer in the backcourt. Ball coming in from the half-court mark. There's a whistle starting play, and the play comes into Trailer in the backcourt. Clock's running. Across the timeline quickly for James Trailer out front with the basketball. Comes right-hand side quickly to McKittrick on the wing. McKittrick back out front to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball back to McKittrick. Right-hand side working against his own. Down low then to Rosetta. Rosetta gets the shot up and down. It's good. That's 22 points for Rosetta. He was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Try to complete the three-point play. Foul called on number 15, Egbert. That'll be the fourth on Egbert. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 9 of 11 for the Charity Stripe so far tonight. 22 points? That's getting to high math for me. I think it's 22. Shot is up and good. The three-point swing, 10 of 12. 25 points at the basketball game. Ball right-hand side in the hands of the Roseburg Indians now. They'll give the ball out front quickly to Egbert. Left-hand side then to number 14, he drives. That's Michael going up with the shot. Off, no good. Board cleared this time by Rosetta. He'll put the ball on the floor himself. Brings it down. Long pass up quickly to Dedmon. Right-hand side on the wing. Dedmon back out front to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick looking for a cutter to Dedmon. Left-hand side. Drops it back low to Trailer for three. Right-hand side off, no good. Long rebound comes way out front in the hands of Michael. Drops the ball off, though, quickly to Scott. Scott double-teamed. Almost loses the basketball. Gets it back in the paint to the free throw line. Loaded one up, no good. Dedmon brings down the board, slides down the left-hand side, waiting for better numbers. Lead pass out to Trailer, controls the ball on the baseline right-hand side in the corner. Back out front to Rosetta, who reset the team. Ball on the wing then to Trailer. Trailer out front, gets the ball on the wing then again to McKittrick. Down low on the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta draws that double team, clears the paint out to Trailer, top of the key. Penetrates, lays one up off the glass. Oh, it rolled off. Can't buy a layup right now. Frabel for the Roseburg Indians. Lead pass trying to get the ball into Scott out of bounds off of Trailer's foot, I believe. 52-41, the score. Grants Pass leading right now with 6:33 in the contest. Both these teams looking for their first win of the season. Cavemen haven't led the entire way. They went down 2-0 on a technical foul in the pregame. McKittrick brings the ball down, uncontested. Lead pass up to Gerlitz, right-hand side. Back out to Traylor. Traylor, wing left. Bounce pass down low on the low post, then to Rosetta. Rosetta double-teamed in the corner. And timeout call. In fact, Nate Olson had to run to the baseline to get the official's attention for that one. Timeout for the Cavemen. 6:17 to play. 52-41 the score. The Cavemen lead it. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back. 6:17 to play in this contest. The Cavemen lead the Roseburg Indians 52-41 right now. Inbounds play from the end line to get play back going again will be a trailer for the Grants Pass Cavemen. As the Cavemen put a box around half the paint, and they break out of that, and Trailer's looking for someone to cut to the basket. Gives the ball, tried to get it inside to McKittrick, right-hand side, but it was being fronted by number two, Lobo. It goes out of bounds. Still Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Again, Trailer. Try to make that play. Double low post for the Grants Pass. Cayman cutting out of that. Ball goes left-hand side to Gerlitz for three. Off, no good. Rebounded by Frabel. Gives the ball left-hand side to Scott. Scott spins, fires down the floor. Finds Lobo right-hand side, then to Frabel. Back out front, and a traveling call on Frabel. Shuffled his feet, trying to get set. It was a quick action. Didn't have time to really get set before making that second pass and shuffled his feet. Inbounds play for the Cayman. From midcourt in the backcourt. The Trailer. Trailer into the forecourt, right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Gerlitz. Gerlitz left-hand side to McKittrick. Then to Dedman. Bounce pass. Tried to get it down low to Rosetta. Deflected, but he got it back. Gives it back to Dedman along the baseline. Contested again. Controls it. Comes out to the wing, right-hand side. Then high pose to Rosetta. Hands the ball off to Trailer. Trailer, no shot. Looks down low again to Dedman. Wing, right-hand side. As Rosetta still posted low. Dedman gets into the paint, goes left-hand side. Trailer for three from the corner, just off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Whistle stops the action. I didn't see what stopped the action except the whistle. So Rosetta was called for a foul, and I didn't see that one happen. That's his third. First this period on the Cavemen. Inbounds play from the end line, though, for the Roseburg Indians. Far into the floor. Against full court pressure comes into Frabel. Frabel working face-to-face against Gerlitz comes into the forecourt. Center court, right between the circles now. Off to the left-hand side. Gives the ball out front quickly to Gerlitz. Drives. Bounce pass down low. Shot is kicked out to the left-hand side to Frabel. Frabel elevates 10-footer on the right-hand side. Won't go. Ball pulled down. We've got a player down, one of the Roseburg Indians. Went into the wall. Looks like a turned ankle. He's up and moving. Kemmerly is checked back in as number 15 sits down. That's Egbert. Came down on an ankle sideways, was trying to limp it off. Coach already had a substitute coming in for him. Grants pass ball inbounds from the inline. Young will make the inbounds play. Young gets it into Trailer. Gives it left back, left-hand side to Amaya on the floor now. Back over to Trailer, seeing full court pressure in the backcourt. Over to Amaya in the forecourt now. Double-teamed and is fouled quickly by number 14, Michael. Michael will pick up this infraction. That's his first of the night. 52-41 the score. Grants Pass leading the Roseburg Indians by 11. 5:01 to play in the contest here at the South Medford Gym. Right-hand side now to McKittrick, shot is up, off no good. Long rebound to Friebel. Gives it off quickly to Scott. Scott down the left-hand side. Bounce pass into the corner left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly drives the baseline, kicks it right-hand side. Goes out of bounds off of, I believe, one of the cavemen. Probably Rosetta. Could be Trailer. That's at the far end of the floor. We're kind of in one corner here at the South Gymnasium. Inbounds play again from the inline. Lobbed way out front this time for the Indians in the hands of Michael. Goes right-hand side. Slept away. Lost the basketball. Going to be grass pass basketball. Right at the half-court mark. Trailer comes over to make the play. Amaya stays in the backcourt to take the pass. 4:45 to play. Inbounds play comes to Amaya in the backcourt. Clock is running. End of the forecourt now. Amaya with the basketball. Left-hand side to Trailer. Trailer left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick back out to Young. Young left-hand side then to Amaya. Pumps once, gets in the paint. Wants to shoot. Goes up right-hand side. High off glass. It's good for Amaya. So that's his first field goal of the night or the afternoon, depending on your point of view. Out front, number three, Scott, for the Roseburg Indians. He elevates, shot is up, off no good. Rebound pulled down by Young, handed off to Rosetta. Rosetta down the left-hand side. Stops way out left on the wing, looks for a cutter on the inside. Goes in the corner, left-hand side then to Young. Young with the basketball, back out to Trader, left front court. Then right-hand side to McKittrick to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Young. Young goes hard to the glass. Won't go. Rebounded by the Indians. Picked up quickly or tipped out to Scott. Scott spins into the forecourt, left front court, working against Trailer. Gives the ball off to Frabel. Frabel, top of the key, shovels right-hand side to Michael. Bounce pass down low to Kimmerly. Kimmerly shoots from the baseline off. No good. And board cleared by Mr. Rosetta. Brings the ball down uncontested. 3:38 to play. The Cavemen leading 54-41. Into the forecourt now. Ball out front then to Rosetta. Corner left-hand side to Amaya. Amaya off, no good. High for the rebound is Rosetta in the paint. Kicks the ball back out front to Amaya between the circles. Right-hand side to Rosetta comes out front. And timeout is given call by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard. 3:22 to play. The Cavemen lead 54-41. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Cavemen lead at 54-41, 3:22 to play in the contest. The Cavemen at the end of the timeout sending out Rosetta, Trailer, McKittrick, Young, and Amaya. Amaya in the backcourt gets the inbounds play. Brings it up to the timeline. Keeps the live drive alive. Goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Back out front to McKittrick. McKittrick left-hand side then to Trailer. Trailer with a basketball to Young. Young in between the circles again, surrounded. Gives the ball off to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side as the Cavemen stay in that shuffle, trying to get a cutter free. Out front again to Trailer between the circles, left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low and takes a drive himself into the paint. Lays one up. That rule balances. No good. Rosetta rebounds and puts it back up and in. That's about 27 points for Rosetta tonight. 56-41 the score. Grants Pass in control of this one with 2:45 to play. Ball out front quickly to number 14, Michael. Ball slapped away, but controlled again by Michael. Back goes right-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly for the Roseburg Indians. Looking left and right, gives the ball out front to Frabel. Frabel corner right-hand side, gives it to Kimmerly. Kimmerly surrounded and kicks the ball out front. Again, left-hand side, the ball goes to Scott. Scott to the free throw line. Trailer with him, stride for stride. Elevate, shoots over everything, nails it as he goes to the floor. Scott gets another three. That's 15, 21 points for Scott. Cavemen come right back. Ball in the hands of Rosetta, right front court. No hurry for the Grants Pass Cavemen at this point. Lobs the ball left-hand side to Trey. There was nobody in the corner where he lobbed it to. Trailer saw it, tried to get there, couldn't do it. Gateman still lead at 56-44 at the coming up to the two-minute mark. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Scott. Scott right-hand side, almost loses the basketball in front of Trailer. Saves it left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly looks left and right. Finally gets the ball into the hands of Frabel. And Frabel out front. Again, he's called for the travel. That's the second travel that he's been called for, I think, in this period. 1:51 on the clock. 56-44. Grants pass by 12. Ball in the hands of Trailer in the backcourt. Taking his time. Quickly tried to get the ball up. I think the ball was deflected out of bounds. It was intended for Rosetta. And he was expecting Rosetta to cut one way, and Rosetta cut the other way. And for the Cavemen, thank goodness the Roseburg Indian touched it. Trailer could bring the ball inbounds. Three-man screen set up just inside the half-court mark, but the ball comes down low to Rosetta. Rosetta looks inside, puts the ball on himself, on the floor himself, comes back out front. Keeps the dribble alive, comes back right-hand side now to Trailer. Trailer off to Young. Young with the basketball. And Amaya on the cut. Gets the ball right back to Young, who follows, puts it up and in, and Young finds his second field goal of the night. He's got four. 58-44 the score, a minute 20 to play. Ball left front to Kimmerly. Kimmerly off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. 1:16, clock is stopped. 58-44. Inbounds play quickly to Amaya in the backcourt. Drives through traffic, kicks the ball over to Rosetta. Rosetta drives down the right-hand side. Bump pretty good by number 14, Michael. Michael will pick up the infraction. So 58-44 at Caveman. Bounce pass down low. Gives the ball to Rosetta. Rosetta corner right-hand side. Brings the ball back out front. The Caveman playing control ball right now. Not in a hurry. Just looking to get up a good shot within the timeline. Trailer right-hand side with the basketball. Controls it. Crosses back left-hand side to Amaya. Amaya out to Rosetta, right front court. Drives to right-hand side. Drops the ball off quickly to Young. Young left front court. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Ball left-hand side, then to Amaya. Amaya drives left-hand side. 9 seconds on the shot. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Rosetta drive, free throw line. Shot is up and good for Rosetta. Took that one all the way. 29 points on the drive, right-hand side for the Roseburg Indians. And a player control foul called on Frabel. Easily, no question about that call. Spun right into the man, took the charge. I think it was Amaya who took it. I'm not sure. McKittrick was close also. 28 seconds left in the contest. They came in leading 60-44. Inbounds play in the backcourt in the hands of McKittrick, right front court. Shot clock is off. Trailer out front. The Cavemen can play catch with the basketball right now. Out front to Rosetta. Rosetta just with the ball on his hip. Now he'll come to the left-hand side. Hand the ball off to McKittrick. And McKittrick certainly in no hurry. 5 seconds. Count them down. 4, 3, 2, 1. Cavemen have picked up win number one on this season. A little celebration by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Final score, 60-44. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back. I owe a little bit of extra love to Kelly's Automotive Service. They're located in Grants Pass and Medford. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you. They sponsored the third period here. And on his way up to chat with us right now is head coach Nate Olson coming up. Should have a big grin on his face here, but he's still concentrating right now. Congratulations, coach.
Thanks, sir.
Big win. How'd that feel?
Good.
All right, good. All right, you really came out aggressively on your defense here. That seemed to set the tone for the whole game.
Yeah, that was the game plan there was just try to make them uncomfortable. We're pretty athletic. Just trying to get some guys with some legs to be healthy enough to kind of push that tempo a little bit and just try to make them a little bit uncomfortable and just get them to at least to run the clock down early on and get deep into the shot a little before they get across half court. So,
all right, you want every period by a small margin, every period just stretch it out here to the final margin. But your scoring was outside of Rosetta, who's been your big scorer. I had him, I think, with 29 points at last checkpoint. But McKittrick added 12. Trailer was right there with 8. Garlitz hit a 3. Are you happy with your scoring so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just trying to get taking advantage of matchups. And Jordan was a good matchup for us tonight. But he did a really good job, too, just finding those guys and passing, kicking it out early, and then making the game easier for himself. And those guys, to be honest, we didn't shoot it great tonight. Grady had a lot of open looks, and he's kind of said, I'll come back from that shoulder. So I think his legs are a little gone. But I think, moving on, that's a shot he'll make a lot more, and it'll be even make the game a little easier for Jordy. And then the other guys, we got to do a better job of cutting. I think he does a good job of finding them. But, again, sometimes we get a little stagnant. I think he thinks he's got to score every possession, which he does. But his patience is coming along, and I think it's making the game easier for him and for his teammates.
We saw a lot of what we thought should be easy shots, close-in layup things rolling off. Sometimes that's just bad luck, isn't it?
100%. How many tough looks did they get to bank in, and we couldn't make a layup. But some of the things that the layoff, that Christmas break is, coming after. And I think it's really just it's focus. It's those little things we talk about all the time. Hey, little things. And that's just, that's a layup. Those guys make, 10 out of 10 times, but I guess 9.5 out of 10 since they didn't make it tonight.
All right, take a deep breath, play another game tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right, what do you know about the Thurston Colts? 5A team, but they're very good.
They're very good, yeah. They play a tough schedule. They played South Eugene, they played Sheldon, they played them both. I think Sheldon got them by 3, beat South by 8. It'll be a good, good battle. They're a physical team. And again, like I said, they're notoriously a very solid program. They coach real well, so it'll be a good challenge for us. I think it'll be good for us coming off a win. How do we respond against a tough team? I think will get us ready for our league play.
All right, once again, you're playing a lot of players.
I'm trying a little bit. Just again, we're just trying to, especially when you're playing two or three games back-to-back, really just trying to keep our legs under us. I think late, today I probably played more down the stretch than I was with, or less down the stretch than I wanted to, but really just trying to focus on the guys that were playing well and they could handle that pressure. We're making the right plays at the right time. And again, I feel like right now it's, those three, Jordan, Grady, JT, are kind of playing pretty consistent for us. And then it's kind of finding that fourth and fifth. And I think it's been different every night, which is a good problem to have. It's kind of good to be like, okay, who can we go with today because they're doing some good things? Or who, maybe needs to take a minute, take a reset. But the ability to go to guys on the bench and say, hey, okay, we have confidence when they come in there.
We've talked about Rosetta so much that sometimes I veer away from him, but I don't want to take away his contributions to the program. But Trader seems to be stepping up defensively today. He was a tiger out there in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, he is a phenomenal athlete, and the more and more James understands how good of an athlete he really is, he can really overwhelm people. Again, I think he can be better. He was good tonight. He made it tough on on Scott, but I think he knows, and he probably said to himself, he could have been better, just be more aggressive. I think he is, like I said, he is a tremendous athlete. He's going to be, you know, it's going to be one of the things, personally, I think he's going to be one of the guys for Defensive Player of the Year. If he's going to get that tough matchup for us every night, who's our best player? James is probably going to have him. So, but that's right. He accepts it. He relishes in that role. He wants it. And I think that's half the battle.
There, Scott. I don't know what his average is, but I suspect that you kept him close to his average, and that's probably a good thing to try to do against this Roseburg Indian team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was our focus. Hey, we got number three is all the time. And, I mean, man, he made some tough shots. And that's what he does. And that's, you know, is what it is. And but we did a good job of making those shots. I mean, he didn't have any easy looks. I mean, he made a lot of – he scored. He probably had, what, 20. But I feel like a lot of those were tough, contested testing shots. That's where that's our goal. Hey, no catch and shoots. And we did a good job. He made some off the dribble. And we'll live with that. But again, just we were there, and it wasn't just James. It was any point. Guys got switched on to him. They understand the role at that time, and they made it really hard for him. And again, he's a solid player, and he made some tough shots.
Okay, what's next? You load the team up in a bus, go get a burger. What?
You know, actually, we're lucky. We're all the guys are going home. No bus. Oh. So I'm going to go get a bite to eat, and then I'll come back and watch Thurston North Med at 7:30. The boys are just going with their parents to get some food, and then we'll be back at it tomorrow.
All right, one final thing here before I let you go, Coach. Have we confirmed another game yet?
I have not. Again, I got that number right before the game, so our AD is working on it. Hopefully we play Monday against Del Norte, either here or at home, hopefully. Hopefully at home, but we'll see.
Okay, would it be a day game or a night game?
The answer I got earlier was depending on officials. So since it's a Monday and those guys work, I don't know what their schedule
looks
like.
Well, I'll call it for you.
Okay, I like it. Let's do it.
I'd be lost out there.
It's all good.
Coach, listen, thank you very much. Congratulations. Win number one, get number two tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
All right. It's head coach Nate Olson. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. I had to give some extra love to our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. Do that again. But at the same time, I've got to give more love to our good friends at Abby's Pizza. After all, this is the Abby's Christmas Tournament, and our hometown Abby's on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway brought you the fourth quarter. We always appreciate them. And, you know, it's about dinner time right now. Just stop into Abby, you know, all right. So you're done returning all of your Christmas presents, right? Stop in at Abby's and or give them a call. They'll deliver to you, 541-476-2133. We'll talk about the player of the game when they come back right after. They'll talk about the player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change when they come back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, folks. And listen, it's always difficult to pick out a player of the game because everybody played so hard tonight with all those players out there. But actually, you look at these the scoring line, and there's only one. There are actually two that could. Actually, there are three that. You see the problem? But we've got to start with Jordan Rosetta with 9 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 10 of 12 from the free throw line for Jordan. That gives him 29 points, the leading scorer for both sides right now. So he's the player of the game with honorable mentions going to Grady McKittrick with 12 and two threes, and James Traylor for his defense and his 8 points offensively. Well, we'll wrap things up right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Big win for the Grants Pass Cavemen, now 5-1 or 1-5 on the season against the Roseburg Indians tonight. We'll remind you that we'll be on the air tomorrow for game time is scheduled for 3:30. We'll be on the air just prior to that, depending on how things go here at this Abby's Christmas tournament at South Medford High School in Medford. Well, for Rilo Diotti, staffing radio control today, executive producer Brian Diotti, I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score this afternoon is the Grants Pass Cavemen 60, the Roseburg Indians 44. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.